the Lately in PHP podcast. This is episode 67, and as always, I have here with me Arthur Sossings. Hello, Arthur.
Hello.
So, without further ado, we are going to start from this episode to talk about first a summary of the topics that we are planning to cover. Because some people complain that there are no more the transcripts, so they would spend a lot of time to find the topics that they are interested. So we are going to start just to cover the topics very briefly, and then we move on into a more detailed discussion. So let me just share the screen here. Probably this is too small. But today we are going to start, as usual, by talking about the latest releases of PHP 5.6 and the first update to PHP 7.0. I think by now there is already a newer PHP 5.5 version, but it was released recently. I did not look into it. Anyway, the next topic we'll cover is about a proposal that has been discussed lately, which would allow null to be also accepted as an alternative to some type that is defined in type hinting for function parameters and return values. Then we comment about the timeline that is being proposed for PHP 5. PHP 5 and the support will end sometime this year, but there is a proposal to extend it more towards the end of the year. Then we have a new discussion, something that is not really about code, although it has code in the name, which is to adopt a code of conduct. I'm not sure what motivated this proposal, but this proposal is to address behavior of developers that is not appropriate. Then we will talk briefly about a proposal to make a libsodium, which is a cryptography library, part of the core in PHP 7.1. Then we'll talk about exceptions, basically the possibility to have multiple catch statements to handle an exception, handle exceptions of different types. Then finally, we will talk about an alternative syntax for the list statement, which allows to process multiple values that are extracted from an array, which eventually could be returned from a function. So let's start from the beginning. For some reason, I moved my Hangout window, and now it is pretty large. I was zooming in the wrong window. Let's start by the latest PHP versions. Here we already can see the latest PHP 5.6 version, which basically addresses many bugs. Personally, I did not find any bug that probably affects many people, but as usual, you should always pay attention to these releases if you are using PHP 5.6 in this case. And then there was also a first revision of PHP 7.0, which fixes a reasonable set of bugs. I don't know if there are any security fixes here that would be worth mentioning. But talking about security fixes, there was already another PHP 5.5 release that addresses some security issues, because PHP 5.5 is already in security issues, security fixes mode. And yeah, it is listed here. It was in January 7 that it was released. So if you are using PHP 5.5, you should take a look and eventually upgrade if any of these bugs could be affecting your PHP code. So moving on to the next topic, which is about upcoming PHP features. There was a proposal many months ago, early in this year, to support multiple types for type hinting, not just one type for function parameters.
Can you share a screen?
I thought I was sharing it. So this proposal was brought back again, because it was never implemented, because there was a request to implement type hinting that would allow null as an alternative to any other type that could be specified for type hinting in parameters and function return values. And I think this is interesting, because sometimes you do not want to return or pass a specific value, and null is often a good alternative in that case. So this proposal to allow multiple types in type hinting would address this proposal.
That actually reminds me the one of the previous topics that we have, that void function cannot return null. That was an interesting one. And so this is similar. I think it probably can go from Java. I think that you can return a string, which is like an object in Java, but it can also be null. So in some cases, you don't know why or there is a problem stuff, you just return null. So I think it's something similar here, that you want to return either a specific type or null if something happened, if there was an error. So
Actually, in this case, I was looking here. In this case, returning null is not the same as a void function. A void function should not return anything. So this proposal would address all the cases, because it would allow multiple types, and you can think of null as a special type that is of no type at all, but could be returned or passed as parameter. Okay. Anyway, this proposal is still being discussed. There is no.
At least that usage with the null makes a little more sense to me than simply offering to different types.
I think they pointed to this proposal because it would satisfy the different requests to extend this type hinting functionality of PHP 7. So. As I was saying, it was not yet proposed for voting, but I expect this probably with paths, because it will address the needs of many people that are using type hinting. Sooner or later, you will need to deal with the null and the other special cases, probably when you can return different types of values. So moving on, another another discussion that is actually being already voted is about the date for the end of support of all PHP 5 versions. So they initially planned it for August 28, 2016. Would be the end of active support for PHP 5.6, and then it would have another year of additional support for just for security fixes. But now they are proposing to have to extend it to the end of 2016. It's just a few months, but it may be interesting for those that have not yet migrated to PHP 7 and may be concerned with it. Other than that, they are also voting whether they should consider 1 year of support for security fixes or 2 years. So these are the things that are being discussed now. The voting will end on January 13, so there are the voting is still in progress. So far, you can see that most people are agreeing with the extending support, just a few months extra, and then the voting for 1 or 2 years is practically tied for the security fixes. Okay, let's wait and see what they decide. Anyway, this is just planning ahead for the future.
Yeah, but imagine that would happen, that at some point, at least after a year, you would need to start thinking about switching to PHP 7 because there would be no security support anymore. Isn't it dreadful?
Well, I don't know. I think people that are considering to upgrade sometime sooner or later.
Yeah, but
I think they should already start looking into things, but 1 year is perfectly reasonable.
But those upgrades are not just simple PHP upgrades that probably need to check and retest the code and stuff like that, because some things could be backwards incompatible.
Yes, it's certainly there will be issues that people will need to deal with time. It's not something.
By the way, do we have a list of backwards incompatibilities?
I think there is a page, like a migration notes or something.
Maybe you should do an article on that too.
Yeah.
When you will start migrating it yourself.
I don't know. I have other priorities. I cannot make any promises. They always have, yeah. Actually, I found a page migrating from PHP 5.6 to 7.0. Probably this list is already complete, so if people read this, will be enough. I don't know. Maybe somebody figures that this is not enough and tells about other surprises. And in that case, it would be worth writing an article on that topic. Anyway, this has multiple pages telling about incompatible changes and deprecated features, which you also should pay attention, because sooner or later those deprecated features will be discontinued. So given that, let's move on to another topic, which is about adopting a code of conduct, which has nothing to do with code. I mean, programming code.
Yeah, it's more like a community terms.
Well, basically, this is a recent proposal that proposes some action in case of somebody does not behave. Somebody in this case would be some developer. I mean, some developer that has an account in php.net, because obviously the the core PHP developers cannot judge or control any other developer that has no relation with the PHP.NET project. So at least here are some unacceptable behavior examples, like use of sexualized language or imagery, personal text, trolling or insulting derogatory comments, public or private harassment, publishing other private information such as physical or electronic addresses without explicit permission, other unethical or unprofessional conduct. Well, this sounds reasonable. I just have no idea why now they are concerned with this. Maybe I'm missing something. Probably this is being discussed in the internals mailing list, but I don't think I noticed anything. I suspect this is probably the usual inflammatory discussions in Reddit or maybe in Twitter, where you people, when they disagree, almost depart to almost or sometimes actually depart to personal insult and other unacceptable behavior, like it is mentioned here. So, well, this is my guess, because I have not heard that any special incident that happened recently, but maybe I'm missing something here.
Yeah, well, yeah, as you said, that document overall makes sense for a community to have to list things that are unacceptable, to define a process of reporting incidents, to define a process of how a decision will be made if this is an incident and should anyone be involved, and even listing potential actions, like they say, revert or edit existing commits, reject pull requests. Interesting part that it's all related to code editing more than community posting. Revert, reject wiki edits, or issue temporary ban no more than 7 days. But, well, there have been lots of major changes, like releasing PHP 7, Zend acquired by some company, don't remember the name now, and probably PHP got lots of attention, and of course it's also attracting trolls and others. So I think that's probably, if previously they could reject or edit your comments and stuff like that, then some would put tell them why are you doing that, you're not allowed to do that and stuff like that, but now there is a specific document to which you agree and to which you need to abide with, and so
Well, I would say that the PHP community survived now, but you have a point. Now that Zend was acquired by a larger company, maybe they are concerned with the image that the PHP community as a whole is passing to the corporate market. I don't know. Probably this is just a formalization of certain penalties that should always have existed.
Sure.
And other than that, I'm not aware of any major issues that justify this. So, given this, we are going to move on to the next topic, which I suppose it's quite brief. It is about Libsodium. This is a proposal by Scott Arciszewski. I'm not sure if I am pronouncing his name right. The idea is to make Libsodium a core extension. This is a library to implement cryptography functionality. And coincidentally or not, Scott has actually submitted a package to PHP classes that uses this Libsodium extension. So this is interesting. I'm not a security expert, but I suppose this Libsodium is better than mcrypt, which is something that has been in use in the PHP community for quite a while, many years. But it seems that it has not been maintained for years, so they are concerned that somebody finds some vulnerability and there is no maintainer to maintain that library. So the idea is to encourage people to migrate to these newer libraries that are being maintained and are useful for all sorts of cryptography functionality.
Well, does PHP require another new default cryptography library? Then yeah, probably answer yes. Is there Whipsodium the right answer for it? Well, that I don't know. We need to research, but yeah, there could be some. And I remember we had a talk about the PCO being PHP 7.1. Yeah. I think that it would solve that problem, but it should probably be based on some kind of library too.
Yes, actually, the proposal is from the same developer, and because he is an expert in security, and I think the idea is to make it more open for multiple solutions. So, for some reason, you cannot use Libsodium, you could switch to some other library, and for those. If for some reason Libsodium stops being supported, at least you will not be stuck. I think that's the idea of having these abstractions like PDO for database. Although I think the most active libraries never, most active databases never stop being supported. Okay, but this is just a mention. That there is this proposal, but this proposal is probably for PHP 7.1, and I think I read somewhere that the idea is to release PHP 7.1 about 1 year after PHP 7.0 it was released, so it would be like more towards the end of the year, December. Okay, so moving on to another topic, there is a proposal. Actually, this proposal is an RFC, but it was submitted in a GitHub page, just for editing purposes. So it was not yet well until I noticed it. It was not submitted to the PHP.NET RFC repository, actually the wiki. So this proposal is to support multiple catch statements on try catch constructs.
I wonder if the previous RFC that we discussed about the union would also fix this issue.
Yes, because as you may see here, this is the union. But another alternative would be to have multiple catch statements, because you could have different code for handling the exception. It's not just okay. So these are different types of multiple exceptions. One that throws the same exception. Multiple exceptions are, I don't know if you can call exception classes, because in practice exceptions that are thrown are types which act like classes. But it would also contemplate the possibility to have the multiple different types of code to handle different groups of exceptions.
Yeah, multiple catches makes more sense.
Yeah. And since this does not present any backwards incompatible changes, I think this proposal is probably easy to pass. I've never had a situation that I needed this, but I understand that many people that use many exceptions in their code probably would find it useful. Okay, moving on now to one last proposal that is being discussed. This is basically more like make the developers type less code. I'm going to zoom. Okay. So the list statement would extract multiple values from arrays, or could be functions that return arrays, and would assign to a list of variables. So for some reason, the proponent was not happy with this syntax, so he preferred the bracket syntax. I don't know if this is a good idea, because it probably could make this be confused with one array. Nowadays, arrays in PHP can be defined with the square brackets. Anyway, this would be a left hand assignment operator. So I don't know if the parser of PHP would handle this well. Personally, I don't see much need for this, because it's not typing list that is going to kill your fingers. I think this proposal probably makes sense, given that many other proposers, like the one that turned arrays into simple square brackets.
Yeah, we can go in even further and say, why do we need square brackets then? Let's just waste variables and assign them.
Yes, make it more cryptic. and why not using Morse code to define your code? It will be simpler. You only have beeps and beeps, beeps, beeps. I don't know if this is going to pass, because it can make it confusing. This syntax for arrays is very different, of this. It doesn't cause so much confusion, even because it is the same syntax used, for instance, in JavaScript.
Yeah.
Now, if you use this syntax, that somebody reading the code may think this is an array declaration, when it's just a list of variables to be assigned.
It's like copying an array.
Yeah, an array copying to another array, but the result is not an array. It's just a list of variables. Well, with this, we practically ended this podcast. Oh, we didn't have many topics to cover, but it's normal. This is the beginning of the year. There was like a marathon to release PHP 7 by the end of 2015. And now many developers are like resting. They are not so excited to bring new features to PHP, but it's probably will warm up during this year, as PHP 7.1 needs to be planned. Now we are going to talk about the PHP and the JavaScript Innovation Award that is organized every month. And we are going to start precisely by the JavaScript winners of October. Let me share the screen here. Unfortunately, there are not many nominees, as in the PHP Classes site. Things got a little better this month in terms of contributions. Let's see if we have as many nominees. Anyway. Arthur, which one of these two would you like to comment?
Okay, let me comment on JavaScript table library that would allow you to build HTML tables programmatically. My first idea when I saw the example code, my first idea was, why taking such thing as building tables and make it so complicated? But then actually when diving more into it, then I understood that you actually populate the table with an array of the data. So it populates automatically. You set up the headers, descriptions, and it could also visualize table in different ways, like in the table or list or probably something else. I don't know all the values now, but so it does a little more than you assume on the first sight. So that's why it seemed kind of interesting library. And it was developed by Martin Barker from United Kingdom. And he got one book of choice by PAC for this package.
Yeah, well, on my behalf, I also would like to comment on the other package that is precisely about somewhat related topic, which is showing paginated tables with a limited number of rows. So this package was developed by Jackson Knowlton and from the United States, and the idea here is to actually in the case when you have a table that is too long, you can split it in multiple parts, and so you only view one part at a time. But I think it actually loads the whole table. It just shows part of the table, and then you have some pagination links to go from to the different parts of the table. Jackson earned for this package one book of choice from O'Reilly. Now, in terms of innovation award rankings, we are almost reaching the end of the year, so things are getting close to be well defined. There is still a chance of things for changing. Anyway, the in terms of individual winners, the first place is Anders Toth from Hungary, followed by Suresh Kumar from India, then Jackson Knowlton from the United States. In this case, he had three packages in 10 points. Then Stefan Shepherd from Australia with two packages in 8 points. Arthur Sutton with three packages in 8 points. Diego LaMonica with two packages in 8 points. Suzanne Boskic with two packages in 7 points. Gianluca Ferrari also with 7 points, tied in 7, but with just one package. And then Franz Josef Brunnen and Everton de Rosa in 9th place with 6 points. In terms of countries, as we have seen this, due to not many submissions, not many innovative packages, the ranking is similar, just mapping countries, authors to countries. So in first it is Hungary with 6 packages with 33 points, then followed by India with 6 packages and 20 points, France with 5 packages and 15 points, United States with 4 packages and 11 points, Italy with 2 packages and 8 points, Australia with 2 packages and 8 points also in 5th place, also tied with Latvia with 3 packages and 8 points. Then in 8th place is Serbia and Netherlands with 7 points, and finally Austria with 2 packages and 6 points. Now, moving on to the PHP Innovation Award. This year has been very exciting because there were many packages being submitted and nominated to the Innovation Award. So in October, we had 13 packages, and this is quite a lot, although we already had other months on which more packages were nominated. Arthurs, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, let me first comment on PHP SOAP package generator. And basically what it does, it generates PHP code to call SOAP protocol by using the provided WSDL file. I remember when I needed to do something similar in Java, it was easy, just a wizard when you press next, 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 provide WASD or file, and that it generated the code you need to call. And if I would need to do something similar in PHP, I would need to write all the calls myself. And this package actually does the thing that it would generate the code for you. And that's why I think it's great. And it was developed by, I remember a trick, yeah, Michael Delsal from France. And he got a PHP Storm IDE personal permanent license for this package. The next one I want to implement another interesting use case. We already discussed it, I think, in articles before, but now about this package specifically. It's a PHP Google Analytics API metrics tracker. And basically the catch, the main part is that it allows to use Google Analytics to analyze your API. And it was developed by Alexander Skokunov from Ukraine, and he got 1 year server license IP to country, region, city and stuff for this package. So yeah, that's I like that. It's a very interesting idea that it is analytics for your API.
Let me share the screen here too, so I can comment on the ones that I also found interesting. Okay, so the first one that I would like to comment, it is one by Christian V from France. He already submitted some interesting packages. This one is one that can load and edit INF files with configuration values, but this one has a feature that it can preserve the original comments. So when you parse it, you do not lose the comments. And also it supports values that span multiple lines. So this sort of overcomes some certain limitations of the built-in support of PHP the built-in parse INI function of PHP. So the next package that I wanted to comment is one that is interesting for those that want to create PDF documents. It uses the FPDF class, but it creates some named sections and then creates some table of contents with links to those sections. So this is useful when you are producing a long document. You want to have a table of contents to with the list of chapters, sub items, and you want to make it easy for the user that is reading the document to jump directly to those sections. So this package was developed by Luciano Salvino from Argentina. Good work for him. So now just let's look at the rankings. We have just one more month of voting to find out the final winners of 2015. So the last nominees in December were announced. And we are just waiting for the voting that happens this month to find out who are the winners. I think we can already anticipate, because the leaders are quite far ahead in the competition. So in by author, we have Dave Smith with 14 packages and 131 points, followed by Matthew Knowlton with 4 packages and 53 points. So practically we already know that Dave Smith is going to be the winner of 2015. Anyway, in third place there is Samuel Achina with 5 packages and 52 points. José Luis Lazo from Spain with 3 packages and 43 points. Dimitri Mamontov with 4 packages and 42 points. Nick Daniels with 3 packages and 33 points. Jan Altesen with 4 packages and 29 points from Germany. Also for Germany, in 8th position Kirill Ryalsky with 4 packages and 28 points, followed by Alexander Selifanov with 2 packages and 26 points. And he's tied with Gali Ahmed, also with 26 points. Now, by author, as you can see here, United States is leading with a great advantage, so we can already anticipate that United States will be the winner with 24 packages and 235 points, followed by Russia with 15 packages and 116 points, then Spain with 7 packages and 76 points, fourth place Nigeria with 8 packages and 72 points, then India with 8 packages and 67 points, France with 8 packages and 66 points, then Germany with 9 packages and 62 points, Italy with 3 packages and 36 points, Egypt is tied also in 8th position, and finally Tunisian with 4 packages and 32 points. So basically the results for at least for the PHP Innovation Award are practically defined. We're just going to wait for the end of the month to announce the winners, which we already know who they are. But let's keep this period to make a more formal announcement. Hopefully there will be an interview with the winners. I hope this year I can make it. Last year it was not possible because there were so many winners, and trying to interview them all at the time was hard. I mean, winners by country, because by country all the winners of the winning country become winners and are entitled to a prize. So let's just wait and see if it will be possible to interview all of them. If not in an hangout, at least via email. So with this on my behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.